Hello, finally got in. Hey, damn, trying to do the recording. It's been a while, you know. It's just Vicky in the house, you know what I'm saying? Still Helios World, though, you know. AKA used to be Nandi World, Helios World now. And yeah, I'm going to talk about all the updates that have been happening throughout the time, Son Goku. Podcast before bed, you know, just took a swig of water. I think a podcast before bed is Gemini, you know, at some point. You know, shit, coronavirus, so much has happened since the last recording. Insane. My last episode was about racismo, and has quite some views, you know. It's been a while since I've been back on, so this is an interesting phenomena. Yeah, coronavirus. Who would have thought? Who would have seen that coming, huh? Shit, corona. That hit everybody upside the head. Upside the head. You know. So yeah, man. It's one of those things. Where do we talk about? The shit has changed. Pussy is more desperate but harder to get. Like if you find a girl, like they're like all about it, but it's harder to actually go out there because it's like we could die though. Are we gonna sacrifice our lives? This is like super taboo, right? You know, because you know what I'm saying, these girls out here, you know what I'm saying, they friend zone you till the world is ending. I mean, they don't always friend zone you. I mean, if you're nice to them, they friend zone you. They're like, I need a friend. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you're just a brother to me. It's like, oh, no. What, you want me to help you out? No, but you're just a whore to me. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Fucking boxing me in. What are you talking about, bruh? We weren't born together. That shit never happened. Level. But yeah, man, it's quite a journey this life is, and I'd like to talk about that, you know. I like to talk about the lack of intimacy, you know, handshakes, hugs. People are really starved for intimacy, and I never knew that intimacy was something you could even miss, like a hug, like wow, you know what I'm saying? And you know. You know, one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast is the alternative is that my right hand will start to, you know, auto slap in my kyok. So I want to keep myself busy because I don't want to auto slap my dick. You know, I want to do something that's magic. It's a little different, you know. And, you know, yeah. It's one of those things, you know. I want to be able to vent my thoughts before I go to bed. So doesn't it, you know. But yeah, let's talk about it. Intimacy, you know. That shit is missing. Yeah, I wish we had some more intimacy in our lives, you know. Before and after the times. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny because, you know, I think what it is that people, they bargain their whole existences. So because they do that, they don't really see like what goes beyond, you know, which is love, right? So they always bargain and they're trying to see who can, you know, level up. So it's ridiculous. And when the world starts to end or looks like it's ending, people are like, wait, what? I just want a hug. Is that a little like cheap song, like little Chiefs cute song? It's like, you want a hug? What I'm talking about? That shit was hilarious. You know, I was listening to some motherfucking in the club recently, and you know, that was back in the 90s, right? I think so, or maybe the 2000s. I don't know. I don't know specific, but I was listening to that club, and you know, that part is like, you know, I had to sit tight and make a love, so I'm gonna be a hug, and getting drugs. You know, I never knew what that like song was saying. You know, because it was like, It was like, I ain't even, you know, I used to be like, I used to think it was, I ain't gonna sit tight, nigga. I don't even know what I thought it was, but I just heard the word sit tight sounded like really on point to me. So I just stick to whatever sounds good in my head. And then I sit tight, make it look, come give me a hug if you're into getting drugged. I actually thought he said, you're into getting drugged, but it was like, you know, voluntarily, not like, you know, obviously not that other stuff. But I just thought it was cool that he would say it like that. Like, if you're into getting drugged, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like for like voluntary drugging. Cause like, if you like, you know, I'm your plug, you know, for some weed or some shit like that. Right. But then I actually looked up the lyrics, and he, the way he said, he was like, he's like, I ain't into having sex. No, he's like, I'm into having sex. I ain't even making love. So I'm into having sex. I'm not into making love. And then he was like, come give me a hug if you're into getting rugged. You know what I'm saying? You hear that, Neil deGrasse Tyson? See, if you just said that shit right off the motherfucking top, motherfuckers wouldn't have said shit. You know what I'm saying? You should have just came out with a song and say, hey, if you finna hug me, I'm finna like, ugh. It's different though, because you're an astrophysicist, right? It's not like you're president of America and you grab pussy, right? Astrophysicist, you're a nerd. You can't grab pussy. But rappers and presidents, hey, grab all the pussy you want. Free to grab. Grab, 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 grab. So you got a friend in me. It's like that song, you know. You got a friend in me. You just grabbing that pussy. You run and grab your pussy. And bring him outside. And come in. And you're grabbing this old bad thing. I'm grabbing pussy. And it's all night long. And I do. You got a friend in me. So, yeah, man. You just got to be a... It's like Captain Hook, you know. That's how I pictured Donald Trump when he mentioned that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Captain Hook. But yeah, man. Yeah, that song is creepier than I thought. That motherfucking, I mean, it sounds creepy, right? To like your average Karen, but like girls hear that, they're like, oh, I mean, it's getting rubbed. Isn't that so fucked up how ambiguous shit is? The fact that guys have to like figure it out, man, like, bruh, it's just like, wait, is it, am I into it? Like, wait, huh, wait, what? Wait, hold on, what? That shit is hilarious, dude. And motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I always have this, like, nightmare. Not nightmare, but, like, dream. No, not dream. That guy's even more fucked up. But, like, for what I'm about to say, it's not a nightmare per se. It's more like how do I put it? Itone, itone, ne, ne, itone, ne. Yeah, it's like a... What is it? It's like a thought I have. I'm like, it's like a hilarious thought. By the way, itone is Japanese. Like, itone. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like Italian, but I'm trying to say, itone. You know, that's what they say when they think about something, right? Itone. Itone. But anyways, yeah, man. This dream, right? Or this nightmare, or this, like, thought. Right, where like you're just having sex with this girl, everything's going well, you know what I'm saying, you're having fun, you know, you're engaged, you know, everything is like flowing fine, and then right in the middle of it, she's like, wait, hold on, and you're like, you okay baby, you want me to ease up, and it's like, no, wait, go ahead, and I'm like, wait, you like it, and she's like, wait, no, I think I'm getting raped right now. I think that'll be the most hilarious thing ever. She's like, yeah, I think I'm getting raped right now. That'd be the most troll moment for a guy. I think God is actually like in top 10 tier of like, hey, I don't give a fuck about y'all social issues, bruh. Y'all figure it out, propagate, deflect comets. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why humans are fucking up. I think that's why the earth is like, yo, y'all about to get coroned. You know? Because I feel like we were brought on Earth to deflect comets. After what happened with the dinosaurs, because, you know, that shouldn't work out. You see T-Rexes with their little arms, like, you know, I think God was like, hey, you know, the universe was like, these motherfuckers need long ass arms to compute shit, to, so, you know, you need some to guard over life, to protect the earth, to deflect comets. And that's essentially what the humans are, right? But then we fucked up. And how did we fuck up? We fucked up by motherfucking not listening, not paying attention, as Jordan Peterson would say. And motherfucking, we burnt up those dinosaurs with the little arms. And, you know, exasperated their souls into the air. And, you know what I'm saying, heated up the earth. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? You did the opposite of what I wanted you to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, you could do the whole museum creepy shit where you prop up their skeletons and shit, but like, fucking burning up, you know, putting them in, you know, in your tank so you could be a little bit faster. That's a little bit, I don't know, man. That's straight up alabaster, bruh. So, I don't know why I ended up like country there, but I'm trying to keep this under 10 minutes. And so, that's where we're going to end. And tune in again on this episode of Victor Riffin' and Rantin' on Helios World. Thank you for tuning in. Love ya. Peace and infinite bliss. Son Goku. Let me know what you want me to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Let me know on Elo GMX. Elo GMX is my motherfucking Instagram, and Twitter is my motherfucking Twittergram. And so Instagram Elo GMX, Twitter Victor the Titan, I think Twitter is also Elo GMX, but yeah. And then Facebook is Elo GMX as well. So anywhere you motherfucking, no, Facebook is Victor the Titan. I'm getting these tags so fucking wrong, but you definitely catch me on Instagram Elo GMX. And Elo GMX on YouTube, and Helios World on YouTube as well. Helios World is where the podcast is. And yeah, you know, keep tuning in, and peace, love, and yeah, I know for sure now. Yeah, yeah. Facebook is Victor the Titan, and yeah, and Twitter is also Victor the Titan. You know what I'm saying? So. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Peace, love, and infinite bliss. Da-da-da-da.